Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, indeed, sleepless nights, I also can recall them from Nairobi. And I have to support almost everything the ambassador of Tanzania has said, almost everything. In particular, the one on the working, the issue on the working party TORs. I mean, that's our fault, actually, if we don't, since we still don't have TORs on this working party, it's member states and groups who have to discuss all of this. This should, and, but to come back to especially Juan's explanations, and thank you very much, of course, for all of your explanations, which were already giving me a few more good answers here. Not having TORs for the working party should not prevent us from having some explanatory notes. So, you know, not having TORs does not mean we can have illegible documents. If there is a need for an explanation, it could also be done without TORs. But of course, it would be better if we had TORs. But that's, I think, another issue. In the same vein, yes, this is, it's basically a new request for these putting, for let's say, for the matching of how do your action lines are in line with the Mafikiano. But I guess this is something which hopefully all of our colleagues after the last mandates have also asked. You know, in the working party, just after each conference, everybody should ask, so what's new? Tell us what's new. Show us what's new, and where is it new? So I'm a bit surprised that this was not taken into account, in particular since I think it was Juskans has requested this exercise already in September. And the CRP3 actually has a point on OSG's policy coordination for intergovernmental meetings, so this should have been maybe reflected already in, let's say, as an exercise which has to be done by all sub-programs. One last aspect on, and thank you already also for indicating that the links to this Mafikiano can be provided or to other mandates. I, you know, as I said myself, there are other mandates, you know, flowing into which inform your working program. On the Palestine issue, the two reports, since you were asking, For me, it was a question of understanding why there are two reports. It was not that I'm questioning the two reports. I just want to know why there are two. And just let me add, just because there is a mandate, if there is a mandate to strengthen something, this does not mean that we have to multiply the reports. We're also strengthening our work on LDCs. This does not mean that we suddenly do semi-annual LDC reporting or something. So I just wanted to know what is actually the differentiation between A and B. And so it was not to doubt that. Thank you very much.